This is the fourth chapter of Falatriste, The Ambush. Thank you for listening.
This is the story of a captain.
Falatriste.
Who was a soldier in the old Spanish turns. He had a mission to complete, which was killing.
British people.
Diego Alatriste looked towards the lantern that he and his companion had placed at a bend in the street so that it would throw light on the travelers before they could see their attacker.
It grew a little cooler, and the captain wrapped himself more tightly in his new cape. That night, Alatriste had rounded his attire with a buffalo hide jerkin that would protect his body from an antagonist knife. Then he has whistled a little phrase he seemed so fond of.
See a young blond man in a chestnut brown suit holding the reins of a bay horse. The young man cried out with alarm and he jumped aside to avoid, miraculously, the knife the Italian had aimed at him.
Stini! Stini!
Alatriste raised his sword towards the other Englishman and again this shouted,
Merci for my friend! Merci for my friend!
After feint with the dagger, easily disarmed him.
But yet the red balls are hung right.
Then, the Englishman repeated his strange behavior. He threw a desperate look towards his companion, who was weakly defending himself on one knee, and cried again,
Merci for my friend! So shit. A shit house of shit. God damn him. And all the powers of night and devils of hell. Still with the sword pressed to the Englishman's throat, Diego Alatriste hesitated. And his victim realized he was hesitating.
Leave off.
Is it a jest?
Leave off.
Don't fuck up this now.
There is more to this than we thought. So, we will kill them another day.
You're mad. This could cause the next.
I will take the responsibility.
So, we will meet again. Somewhere.
Alatriste was threatened by the president of the Holy Tribunal of the Inquisition for not following his orders.